Patriots gym as we get set for the boys' contest here tonight as Adams Central gets set to take on Hastings Saints this day. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tom Schlechter and coach maybe a ball game that a lot of fans in the area have been looking forward to all season long. A great matchup here tonight with the Hawks.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. And first of all, I just want to say we're so happy to have you back covering us. Because we usually start well when you're here, so we're expecting we get to a good start tonight again. No, it's going to be a fantastic game, a great atmosphere, and that's all you can ask for. I mean, just the experience for the kids will be great for them down the stretch, come district time, and you need to have those kind of experiences in big games. So this will be a great game for the fans, a great game for the players, and great games for everybody that's here.
What you did so well without me, though, in those semifinals and the championship ball game, the Lupline Conference Tournament. Of course, Adams Central coming off of a Lupline Conference Tournament victory. Talk about the two ball games you had away from home.
You know, it was just, as I've always believed, it's players making plays. And we had some players step up big. We made some adjustments at halftime of both those games. In the first St. Paul game, it was just about rebounding. We got really control on the boards in the first quarter, and we kind of rectified that in the third quarter. Made a big run, and against Ravenna, it was the same situation. We were getting back cut in the first half, and we just talked to our kids about trying to take that away, and they made good adjustments. And so it was just players making adjustments and then down the stretch making free throws.
Obviously a big momentum boost for this basketball team. You've been rolling along, but winning a Lupline Conference tournament like that, now with a handful of games left before the district's getting underway, that's going to boost morale here on this ball club, huh?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, winning does help boost confidence both in the players and each other and in the coaching staff and vice versa. And so you can't underemphasize how important it is to get big wins like we did last week. And so we think that'll help us to carry us, through the rest of the season. It's a situation where in a game like tonight, you better come in with some confidence.
I was going to say, this place is going to be rocking tonight. It's going to be full, and it's going to be a madhouse postseason tournament atmosphere here tonight, which should help the ball club as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be, just because of the nature of the game, nature of the fans, and nature of the rivalry, this will be as many fans as we'll see probably until either one of us makes the state tournament, to be quite honest. Just because during district time, district final might be a little different in Class C, but in B, there's a lot of games going on. So this is going to be a really great environment and atmosphere for both of them. And it will be raucous in here. And I'm sure, on the radio, there'll be times it'll be tough for everybody to hear. And so that's exactly what you want.
Coach, because Adams Central and St. Cecilia did not play on the gridiron this year, does that add a little fuel to the fire here for basketball?
You know, that's a really interesting point. I don't know if it does or if it doesn't. What people don't understand about the St. Cecilia-Adams Central rivalry, it's really more about the parents and the fans and the student bodies. The players get along really well. The players have always got along because they've grown up together. They've gone to the same daycares, a lot of them. Some went to the same elementary schools for a period of time, but they definitely played on the same peewee football teams. They played on some of the same soccer teams. Their moms and dads hung out together. And so these are kids that really get along. They text each other all the time. And so, really for them, it's kind of like playing your neighbor, and playing your brother or something like that. But the rivalry is more ensued just from the fact that they know each other so well. But the kids, they get along great with the St. Cecilia kids. I'm sure it's vice versa the other way. It's really more about the communities.
Coach, what about St. Cecilia? What impresses you most about that basketball team?
I really think that they're doing a fantastic job of not highlighting any one player. They have three or four guys. Of course, you got Stirrup inside, and you got Seeley on the outside with Schwenka. You got Gettard who's inside, and Gettard's unbelievably selfish. He could probably score 25 on a lot of basketball teams, a lot of really, really good basketball teams, and he's extremely unselfish. And then you got the Schwenka kid who's playing point guard where he could probably score 15 or 20 on a lot of teams. And Seeley shares it. And then you got the Ryan kid who's a great rebounder, and he does a lot of things for him within the offense. And then you got guys come off the bench like Hamburger and the Ostrander kid, and all these guys just do a great job of taking on their roles. So I think that's the thing that impresses me the most.
Obviously, Zach Stirrup may be going to draw most of the attention defensively tonight. Going to be giving away several inches inside. How do we counteract that tonight?
Everybody's it's a team defense thing. And if we had a 6'9", 6'10 guy and they didn't, they'd say the same thing because you're not going to stop them with one guy. So you have to have guys that hedge, help, get out, recover. That's just a situation where it's going to have to be a lot of guys helping each other there.
Dalton Seeley, obviously the great outside shooter for St. Cecilia. Any special plans for him tonight?
Guard him. Guard him. I mean, it's pretty simple. If you can test outside jump shooters, whether it's our outside jump shooters or their outside jump shooters, percentages can come down incrementally, and we talk about that all the time. And so you got to make sure that if you do, hedge for a step, that you don't lose them completely, and if they get a kick out, that you can test them hard.
Coach, what's this game going to come down to?
You know, I, To be honest, I think both teams are going to defend fairly well. You know, both teams are going to play extremely hard. So I think it's going to come down to they're going to score just because of the nature of the fact that they're so much bigger than us inside. Can we hit shots? That seems really simple, but it's the reality of the situation is we're going to have to hit some shots in transition, hit some shots on the backside, you know, some outside perimeter shots. And if we do that and we force them to come out where we can get some easier looks, I think that's what it's going to come down to for us.
Do you have an advantage with the running game tonight?
I don't know if we do because they're extremely athletic too. We will try and do it, though, just simply because we don't think that we have an advantage 1-4. It's not that we have a big advantage on Stirrup because he runs the floor extremely well for a big man, but our fifth man might be able to beat him down the floor. If nothing else, you're trying to wear him down, and so that's what we're going to try and do.
Okay, good luck. This should be fun.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Hi, Tom Slack, the head coach for Adams Central. We'll have more on tonight's pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings. Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vorderstrass. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to a jam house here tonight at Patriot Gym, getting set for the crosstown rivals as they go at it in boys high school basketball. Didn't get to see these two teams play on the gridiron this year, although two very, very successful seasons for both St. Cecilia and Adams Central playing in different classes this year. St. Cecilia in Class C1, Adams Central in Class B. That's the case here in basketball as well. This will be the only meeting we'll see between Adams Central and St. Cecilia here this year, with Adams Central playing in Class B and facing St. Cecilia in Class C1. Again, two teams that have had a lot of success this year. The Hawks 15-1 on the season. They are averaging 58 points per ball game on offense, giving up only 35.4 on the defensive end. Dalton Seaman gets the start tonight for St. Cecilia, the 6'2" and senior, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Joe Ryan, the 6'2" senior. Ryan is averaging 4 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Paul Gettert is a 6'4" and senior. Gettert is averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. Bo Schwenken, a 6'2" and senior. Bo is averaging right now 7.5 points and 1.6 rebounds per game.